As the world waits to see if Kofi Annan's brokered ceasefire will hold, Syrian opposition activists say they will support his efforts. They do not believe the plan will ultimately succeed. Amr Abdulhamid is in Washington.
We wanted to give them a little time, despite the fact that so many people are dying on the streets. But it was necessary to give the international community some time to find out that its diplomacy is not going to work.
The government of Bashar al-Assad says it will honor the ceasefire with conditions. It reserves the right to defend itself against what it says are the terrorists behind the uprising. If the fighting does resume, many are asking what next? Russia and China have blocked action by the United Nations Security Council. The Obama administration has offered humanitarian assistance and communications equipment. But while visiting a refugee camp in Turkey this week, U.S. Senators John McCain and Joe Lieberman said the Annan plan is failing and called for arming the opposition.
The only way to reverse this situation is by helping the Syrian opposition to change the military balance of power on the ground.
Some in the opposition say that neither diplomacy nor military force alone will bring down the Assad government. Amr Abdulhamid says they must be used together.
When there is an actual threat of force or force being used, I think then we might see a possibility of the Assad listening, because they can see a threat. They can see the seriousness of the international community. They don't just hear words.
But there are concerns about arming the opposition. Amira Woods with the Progressive Institute for Policy Studies says arming opposition factions is impossible to control.
We have to learn the lessons of Libya. Clearly, armaments sent from NATO and the U.S. Into Libya have now found their way in unexpected places, including in Mali, you know, where those arms are playing a role in what is clearly, a rebellion in the northern part of the country.
Others argue the timing is wrong for the United States to get heavily involved in Syria. James Phillips is a Middle East analyst at the Conservative Heritage Foundation.
We strongly support sanctions, pressure on the regime, non-lethal assistance for the opposition, diplomatic support, humanitarian support. But at this point, we oppose arms and we oppose direct U.S. intervention.
Government opponents say they are ready to test Syria's government by staging peaceful demonstrations. Massive protests led to the government crackdown last year as violence spiraled. Jeff Swicord, VOA News, Washington.